Just for a moment, I want us to think a bit about being afraid. Is there anything you're afraid of? As we look outward in the world, there's so much to be afraid of, isn't there? We can be fearful of the future, fearful of getting ill, fearful of our employment, fear for our families, fear for so many things, being lonely. Many fears as we look outward. And as we look inward, there are so many things to fear also. Am I enough? Am I enough? Am I good enough? Am I beautiful enough? Am I clever enough? Do I earn enough? Have I achieved enough? All of these things can make us feel fearful. So many questions. So many fears. Our fears tend to wrap themselves, itself, around so much of our lives. Issues within our lives. Am I enough? Am I good enough so we compare ourselves to others? Am I simply enough? And usually we're jealous of others. Am I strong enough? And we try to mask that with fear. But all of these things, am I enough? And our fears can lead us to anxiety or depression, isolation. Fear can do all sorts of terrible things to us. And fear is very real. But there is a greater and deeper reality that swallows up that fear. Whenever the angel appeared to the shepherd, do you remember what he said? Do not be afraid. And over again, you find that in the Bible. God said to Abraham, when he asked him to do something really scary, don't be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your very great reward. Well, when Hagar and her son were banished from Abraham's land, God said, do not be afraid. I have heard you. Or when Isaac was expelled from his land by the Philistines and forced to move from place to place, God appeared to him and reminded him, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Or when Jacob was fearful of traveling, when he was really old, God said to him, do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation. And time after time after time, Moses reminded the Israelites that they didn't need to be afraid, for God was with them. Any battles that they had to fight, he would fight for them over and over again. And then when Moses went, Joshua came along, and Joshua was told the same thing by the God, be strong and courageous. Why? Because he's strong and courageous? No. Be strong and courageous because I am with you. Over and over and over again, all the way through the Bible. From great kings like David to prophets like Jeremiah, they were told over and over again, do not be afraid. God recognizes that we get fearful very easily. There are lots of issues in our lives that would make us fearful. But over and over again, he tells us, don't be fearful. And then when Joseph was told that Mary was going to have a baby, he thought about canceling the wedding. But God said to him, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. And then when Jesus sent out his disciples to go preaching and teaching all over the place, he said to them, don't be frightened. Don't be frightened for those who can even kill the body. You should fear though the one who can kill the body and kill the soul. But don't be frightened of these people. Don't be frightened of the world. And then when Jesus was resurrected on that wonderful Easter Sunday, and the women gathered at the tomb, and there was the angel, and the stone was moved. And what did the angel say to the women? Don't be afraid. Over and over and over again. But very interesting, in that same story, the guards saw the angel, and they were like dead people. Said they were so afraid they became like dead men. That is what fear can do. Fear can kill our ambition, can kill our spirit, can kill the life within us. But over and over again, God says, do not be afraid. Every time, over and over again. But instead of fear, God wants us to experience peace. And right back in Isaiah 9, that wonderful prophet said, the one who is coming is going to be the prince of peace. Because God knew that that is what our world needed. That is what we need. The angel said, don't be frightened. I've got great news. And he proclaimed peace on earth to all those on whom is favor rested. And so we can know peace with God by knowing Jesus as our rescuer. For that's what it's all about. It is through the birth of this baby, this rescuer who is the Prince of Peace. It is by knowing him and finding forgiveness in him that we find peace between ourselves and God, that we find peace within ourselves, for we find that we are enough, made in his image, loved by him, and when we come to him, we are enough. Are you beautiful enough? Are you clever enough? Have you achieved enough? In Jesus, you are enough. You don't need to be afraid. He comes to give us peace. And then that wonderful story is just before Jesus died, and he said to the disciples, the one thing that he wanted to leave them, do you remember what one thing he wanted to leave them? His peace. I'm going to leave you my peace. And it's a peace that passes all understanding. It's not logical. The world might be falling apart. There might be things to be frightened of. But he was going to leave them his peace that defied logic. The peace that passes all understanding. Who can understand it? It is a peace that only Jesus can give. And we can never know real peace until we really know him. Peace can only come from him. Peace with the world, peace with ourselves. Am I enough? Jesus says, don't be frightened. Trust me. Trust me. And he will give us peace that passes all understanding. The great theme of the Christmas story is one of peace. And his life was bringing peace. And he lived out his life in so many ways.